From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abile reporting. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says peace in Syria is not possible with President Bashar al-Assad in power. In an interview with CNN, Nikki Haley said there is not any sort of option where a political solution is going to happen with Assad at the head of the regime. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said defeating Islamic State is still the priority in Syria. In comments for a Sunday broadcast on CBS, Tillerson said the first priority is to defeat ISIS. And once the ISIS threat has been reduced or eliminated, I think we can turn our attention directly to stabilizing the situation in Syria. In Egypt, two bomb attacks struck Coptic churches as worshippers flocked to the church for Palm Sunday services. Edward Uranian has more on the blast that killed nearly 40 people in Tanta and Alexandria.
A second explosion occurred hours later outside the main Coptic cathedral in the Egyptian port city of Alexandria. Police indicated a suicide bomber struck outside the church. A Coptic church spokesman said the head of the church, Pope Tewodros III, who was conducting Palm Sunday services inside the church, may have been the target of the attack. People in the streets outside the church scattered in all directions following the bomb blast, shouting and screaming as they ran. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for both church bombings.
Pakistan says Russia-sponsored international talks on Afghanistan must involve the United States in bringing peace to the war-torn country. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson travels to Moscow Wednesday, just days after Washington launched missile strikes on Russia's ally Syria. U.S. missiles struck a Syrian airbase in response to a chemical weapons attack that killed scores of civilians. Here's Tillerson talking to ABC News.
I think the president was very clear in his message to the American people that this strike was related solely to the most recent horrific use of chemical weapons against women, children, and as the president said, even small babies. And we're asking and calling on Bashar al-Assad to cease the use of these weapons. Other than that, there is no change to our military posture.
Meanwhile, Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson announced that he canceled his planned visit to Moscow Monday, citing developments in Syria have changed the situation fundamentally. Johnson said he did consult with Tillerson before calling off his trip to Russia. Secretary of State Tillerson heads to Russia after attending the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting in Italy. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations is suggesting if President Donald Trump needs to carry out more military attacks in Syria, he will. She backed his decision to carry out a missile strike against Syrian air bases in retaliation for a chemical weapons attack on civilians last week. Haley called the strike order Trump's finest hour since he took office, commanding his thoughtfulness in carrying out this strike. Speaking on NBC News Meet the Press, she also criticized Russia for its response to the chemical attacks.
When this chemical weapons murder happened to so many people, Russia's reaction was not how horrible, or how could they do this to innocent children, or how awful is that? Their initial reaction was, Assad didn't do it. The Syrian government didn't do it. Why were they that defensive that quick?
The U.S. Navy is sending a strike group toward the Korean Peninsula to bolster America's presence there and send a message to North Korea. Earlier this week, Pyongyang conducted a ballistic missile test, violating U.N. Security Council resolutions. The strike group includes its namesake aircraft carrier, the USS Carl Vinson, as well as three guided missile destroyers. Pyongyang has repeatedly defied international warnings about conducting missile launches and testing nuclear devices. U.S. President Donald Trump also called on China, one of the few nations with strong ties to the North, to take stronger actions to curb its nuclear ambitions. For more news, log on to voanews.com. I am Ji Abile in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.